We're learning Shavadi Chavadat. We are in Chelek Bet, Siman Lamed Bet. Siman Lamed Bet, they exist independently. Siman Lamed Bet wants to know, should young girls light candles in their home for Shabbat together with the mother? Should when the woman of the home, the lady of the home, the mother of the home, is lighting Shabbat candles, should the girls light with her? Now, the previous question was, when a girl gets married and she's lighting candles for the first time, should she make a shechianu? It presumes that until now she didn't light candles, so it already presumes the answer, the previous one, to this, so we know the answer is no. But why is that? He's going to argue that young girls should not light candles together with their mother, certainly without a bracha. And the question is, why and how does he get it? It's a little bit lengthy. And so I'll just try to summarize. He says, so first of all, candle lighting is something that only one person has to do in the home. There is certainly no obligation whatsoever for candles to be lit by anybody in the home. It's only one person. It could be the man, could be the woman. Generally, this falls upon the woman. They have different answers why. But if there's no woman at home, so a man can certainly light Shabbat candles. That's not the issue. And therefore, having multiple people do it, there is absolutely no obligation to do so. The only question is, what if they want to? What if they want to light candles on their own? So what could possibly be the problem? Well, what could be the problem is the bracha. If it's not necessary, it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah, so then potentially it is a bracha levatala. If it's a bracha levatala, then they shouldn't do it. So there are two different sources where this comes from. And the first comes from Maharami Rutenberg. Yes?
What do you mean
it's a lotosifu? No, there's no issue with baltos. You can light as many candles as you want.
The requisite candle has been lit, the meaning now come in and light more, the
room's
already lit.
So even if you would make that argument, so by technical rule, you only need to light one. The Gemara suggests we light two, connected Zachor v'Shamor. And then it says maybe the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, maybe seven days a week, ten, a third that he brought, number of people in the house.
Is there a max?
No, I had a question once from someone, he said they're both on their not first marriage. And there's a prevalent minhag to light for everyone in your family. So she, Bli Ayin Hara, has a number of children, and Bli Ayin Hara, multiple grandchildren. And he has a whole bunch of people. They said they lit candles the first time they were married. They opened a whole bag of tea lights, and they lit the whole bag. They lit almost 50 candles. They want to know, do they have to keep doing this? So I thought 50 was a lot. But you can keep going. You can light as much as you want, as many candles as you want. The question is, where does the rule apply? So I'll read this to you. This is a strange, you have to understand, I have a hard time. I understand the halachic construct, but it says, so Avrachim shulchim l'makot achel l'mot Torah. So Avrachim, married men who are going to learn Torah elsewhere and aren't by their wives, so they have to light candles in wherever they are. Okay, fine. Avil mishu etzel ishto ba'ir, eino tzarech la'adlik ner b'chadro. If you're with your wife in the same city, you don't have to light candles in your room. He has his own room. Not sure why he has his own room. But, okay. Unclear a little bit to me why he has his own room in his own home, but presume for a moment the wife is lighting candles in the kitchen, in the dining room, or wherever they're eating. Should he now have to light candles in the bedroom? Let's say they have a joint bedroom. Baruch Hashem. Should he have to light candles separately? And the question is, we assume that no, he does not need to light candles in the bedroom if she already lit candles in the dining room, let's say. That's what we presume. Why should you? Now, what if he wants to? What did the Bahara mean? Did he say he's not allowed to light with the bracha, or he shouldn't light? It's a whole machlok at achronim. We generally assume that it's completely unnecessary. It's not necessary, and therefore he most certainly should not light with a bracha. Rav Avadi Yosef concludes from here, you see from this whole discussion, if a young girl would like to light in her own bedroom, separately, because if it's like your room, let's say you're in a hotel. So in a hotel, in theory at least, most hotels don't let you light candles in the room. That's a separate issue. But in theory, if you had your own rooms and different people just happened to be staying, so then you could light in your own location. So if a girl would want to light candles in her own bedroom, she may be allowed to do so, but certainly without a bracha. Now, what about if she wants to light? That's the first issue. And then the second, I'm going to do this a little bit out of order. The question then is, wait a minute. Hadlakat Neros Shabbat, where? Where do you have to light? So we assume you only, it's a machloket. Do you have to light in all the rooms you're going to use, or only in the place where you're eating? We generally assume that, so it's a machloket rishonim. It's a machloket rishonim. Do you have to light in all the rooms, or just in the place where you're eating? So first of all, why do we light Neirot Shabbat to begin with? So the simple reason is, all right, we light Neirot Shabbat so you don't spill the soup. If you're sitting in the dark, you're going to spill the soup. Someone's going to get upset. Shalom bayit. It's going to be a big mess. Meaning, just imagine serving dinner in the dark. So you light candles to make sure, you light candles before Shabbat, to make sure you have light. So now we have electricity nowadays. Okay, we'll deal with that question another time. But it makes sense then, so do you have to have the light only where you're eating? Or should you light in all the rooms that you're going to use? Because, okay, you're not going to spill soup in the other rooms, but you want to be able to use them. This is the machloge rishonim. We generally assume that you only have to light, only have to, in the room that you're eating, and therefore lighting in the other rooms is certainly not a mitzvah, it's not a requirement. If you'd like to do so, tavo alechem bracha. Most people also turn on lights in the bathroom and such to make sure that, you know, you want to be able to have light in the bathroom, and that might be part of the mitzvah also. So then you still have to light candles in your home because you're coming home, but would it matter where? That's a good question. Do you still have to light in your dining room if you're not eating dinner at home? Okay, interesting question. Not for now. So then you might be brachah levatala. So don't do that. But you have electricity, meaning nowadays we have issues. You have electricity. So you could probably fulfill the mitzvah also by lighting candles and turning on the lights. We'll have to get to that another time. But correct, but what if you're going to come home, you're saying, what if you're going to come home so late you're not going to see the candles? You won't get any hana from the candles. That may be bracha levatala. Now, if you're only lighting candles, we don't do that nowadays. We leave lights on. We also leave lights on. So if you're leaving lights on, that might be part of the bracha also. That might be part of the mitzvah also, because if you're lighting candles so you don't spill the soup, I'm telling you, the two candles that I have on my thing, I'm not going to prevent you from spilling the soup. The lights I have in my living room that I turn on the switch, that's much better. Practically speaking, I'm not spilling the soup. I'm able to learn. I'm able to have a conversation because I have electric lights on. Correct. So we'll deal with that a separate time. We'll deal with that separately. Technically, you should light candles that are long enough that you'll come home and you'll still be able to get hana'ah from them. What if you don't? That's a separate issue. The second issue is, okay, so if she wants, she can light in her own bedroom. Could she light next to her mother? Her mother's lighting candles. And she says, look, I won't make another bracha. Can I light candles there? So this is actually a machloket. Shulchan Aruch and Rama about a separate issue. Rav Adi brings that. He says, look, let's say you have a bunch of families that are renting or living together for Shabbat. They're all staying in the same home. And they're all going to eat. They all have their own bedrooms. Okay? But they're all going to eat in the dining room. So, or let's say you have guests over. And you gave them a separate room. But they're eating with you. You're hosting them. So should they light candles in the dining room? So the woman of the home who's hosting, she wants to light candles. She likes candles in her house. Should the guest also light candles in the dining room? Is she allowed to or not? This is a machloket Shulchan Aruch and Rama. Because she's going to light more candles, and there will be more light, called Tosefet Ora. So do you make a bracha on Tosefet Ora or not? Shulchan Aruch says no, and the Rama says yes. The Rama says it's perfectly fine, no problem. More light, more candles. She can make a bracha, no problem. Shulchan Aruch says no. There's no mitzvah in doing that. Once the candles are lit, having another person light a second set of candles is not a mitzvah, and therefore would not get a bracha. So could you do it without a bracha? Sure, you could do it without a bracha. But there wouldn't be a mitzvah in doing so. So technically speaking, could a young girl want to light candles next to her mother? Would she be allowed to do that? Technically speaking, of course she'd be allowed to, but she should be aware that we assume that there's no mitzvah in doing so. Meaning, if you're a guest by somebody else's home, you don't have to light your own set of candles. The home, the hostess, lights candles in the dining room, and that's enough for everybody. We don't light a separate set of candles at that time. So there's an educational question here. What are you teaching the young girls to do? He doesn't say this at the conclusion. Up to a couple of pages here. He says, "Me'olam lo nagu b'dot ha'sfaradim b'dot ha'mizrach la'asotken." He says the minhag among sfaradim was never that the young girls should light candles also. Now, it's a good question. Why? Think about it for a moment. What about chinuch? We generally educate children to do mitzvot that they're going to have to do when they get older. So the answer is no. The mitzvah isn't on an individual. The mitzvah candles should be lit in the home. It's not like an individual mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the home. So the home has candles. So we've educated her that the home has candles. So the minhag is that we never have girls do this also. Now, he doesn't say this. I'm adding in because we don't do that. We never have more than one person light candles at a time. Even if two families are staying together, according to the Sfaradim, only one set of candles is lit. So maybe that's why we also don't teach the young girls to light with their mothers also, because then you'll have to... No, we always have only one set of candles lit. There is no mitzvah to have more than that. So even... It's not only she doesn't have to, it may be bad chinuch, meaning you're now showing her that... He doesn't say this. I'm adding this in. Maybe it's negative chinuch. We're teaching her sort of that, oh, it's okay to have multiple candles together at the same time. But the Ashkenazim, they do that. If the Ashkenazim have multiple people staying together, they'll all light candles with their own bracha. And so there are among the Ashkenazim those who want to also teach the girls to do that, young girls to light, and maybe even with their own bracha, the different minhagim. But for them, there's no wrong educational message, because they could conceivably have a situation where you have multiple sets of candles lit in the same home. We would never have multiple candles lit in the same home, and therefore maybe it's the wrong educational message. He has a whole big machloka here. There's a lot of details. The conclusion, though, he has is that we do not do so. We have one set of candles lit in the home. We have no practice to have the young girls do. If the young girls want to light candles in their own bedrooms, he says they're allowed to do so, but without a bracha.